What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Strictly Business, Variety's weekly podcast featuring conversations with industry leaders about the business of media and entertainment. I'm Cynthia Littleton, co-editor-in-chief of Variety. Today, my guest is Mark Marshall, NBC Universal's chairman of global advertising and partnerships. Will casual sports fans tune in to the Paris Summer Olympics? Will TV advertising's upfront sales process endure? And why does NBC Universal see itself increasingly becoming a technology company? Marshall addresses these questions and more in a wide-ranging conversation. He's a TV advertising guy through and through. Marshall spent 15 years with Turner Broadcasting before joining NBCU in 2013. He was up to president in 2018 and tapped to take the helm of all ad sales last year after his predecessor, Linda Yaccarino, departed NBCU for what was then Twitter. Marshall has a love of the game that's palpable. When I met with him last week at his offices in New York, I could tell that he was well into his pre-game stretches for the upfront sales marathon to come in a few weeks. He shares a lot of wonky advertising details that will be of interest to those who are also in the hunt. One that stood out to me is that Olympics programming will be made available for programmatic digital ad sales for the first time this year. No doubt the pressure is on for NBC Universal to deliver compelling Olympics telecasts this summer after several cycles of challenged Olympic Games. The buck stops with Marshall in terms of the company delivering a compelling number for total ad sales seconds after the closing ceremonies are done. So don't go away. All this and more is coming up right after this break.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back with more from NBC Universal Ad Sales Chief Mark Marshall. Mark Marshall, Chairman of Global Advertising and Partnerships for NBC Universal. Thank you so much for having me up here in your beautiful Avenue of the Americas offices, 30 Rock adjacent.
That's right, 30 Rock adjacent. We get to look at 30 Rock, which is actually better than working in there. We get to look at the beautiful building across the street.
I understand there's a few secret tunnels bored under the...
There are. And you get to explore the subway along the way, the secret tunnels as well.
Big picture, how are you feeling going into this year's upfront?
I feel great. You know, I think we're at this transitional period in our industry, but specifically at NBCU, where for our first, we'll call it 98 years, we were a content company. Occasionally, we would have differences of how do we actually distribute that content differently, whether that was from radio to broadcast to cable to eventually digital. And now the exciting part is now we're also becoming a technology company that is figuring out how do we deliver those ads to the right people in the right emotional state. And we are very excited. I feel very fortunate and humbled to get to be at this company at this time. So I'm excited.
Let me ask you, though, a little bit more about becoming a technology, the technology of identifying audience, finding audience, delivering audience. That's basically what you're talking about.
Correct. And that's been a big part of the focus over the past year is rolling out our technology and our new platforms, because I think there's all this debate that always happens of linear versus streaming. And the fact is that you shouldn't bifurcate. The only way you're going to reach the entire audience to grow your consumer base as an advertiser is you're going to have to reach everyone. And so that's what we've worked hard in. We've built our own platform that allows for the first time linear and digital to both be on the same media plan, to be able to look at it from a reach and frequency standpoint and against strategic audiences. That's never been done by a media company before. So that's been our big focus over the past year.
And that has been you literally building these like software systems from the ground up, from the zeros and ones building.
Absolutely. With some great tech partners. But Ryan McConville and his team here within our walls have built this platform. And it is a first of its kind. And the part that we're very excited about in our early testing is it's been so effective and showing real results for advertisers. It's always great. We knew premium video was effective for marketers. In our old measurement system, we really didn't have proof. Now we actually have proof of what that value is and what it does for our brand.
Does it allow you to, I've heard, you know, people say the holy grail is to see, okay, the person who is watching is catching up on Jimmy Fallon on the subway on their way to work, and then goes home and watches an episode of one of the Chicago shows on their big screen TV, but then finishes the last 10 minutes on back on the subway to work or in bed as they're going, you know, on the phone. Is that kind of like that ability to track what people are watching rather than what platform they're watching it on? Is that kind of one of the goals?
I think that's one of it. And then I would layer on top of that is also finding the right person who's in their own consumer journey. So we'll talk about at the upfront, we'll talk about someone who's in market for a car. How they respond to an ad is different than someone who isn't in market for a car. And how do we actually make the marketers message show up for the right person? So what you just talked about of where they're showing up, we want to reach them wherever they are, but we want to reach them with the right message. And we can now do that in a way that we couldn't do previously.
in building your own tech stack, as they say. I can't believe I just used that term, but I did. In building your own tech stack, what did you learn as you pursued that? What did you learn about what marketers want?
Well, I think what marketers want is they want more information about what's resonating and what isn't. You know, there, you look at the top 100 companies over the past 5 years, everyone's ad budget in that group isn't going up. But Wall Street is looking for them to grow about 10%. And so there's a delta between the two of those, which means their media and how they create demand for their product has to get more efficient. So that's really what we're focusing. So a lot of our discussions with our tests in this product and others is they just want to get information about what's really working. You know, one of the things that we've seen so far is some of the money that has left premium video that has gone into search, for example. That's one of the areas where dollars have shifted. What we're starting to see is actually this premium video is driving unbelievable search results. So way more so than going and buying keywords, you know, in, you know, a space of search. So those are the type of insights that marketers are looking for of how do you optimize? How do you make sure you're getting benefits for the brand, for search, for actual sales all through the funnel?
We want that round number. I want to know how many millions watched the Chicago show, how many millions watched America's Got Talent. And although everybody likes a big round number, I understand that isn't the end all and be all. You want to know how did you get me this cluster of families with, you know, a kid on the way that are about to buy a minivan. That's really the state of the art.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're trying to do. And I think part of the reason as an industry where we've had some challenges is, you know, if you think of the marketing funnel and we talk about, is it brand or is it performance marketing that marketers should be going after? Everyone forgets there's a big thick one in the middle, which is called the middle of the funnel, which is really the consideration. And so what we've started to see is the middle of the funnel is where we lose consumers. So for example, a brand in the auto category might be 80% awareness, but we know there's only 16.6 million people that are going to buy a car in that year. So how do you make that middle of the funnel way more effective? And as an industry since 1950, we've talked to all of the consumers as if they're a woman 25 to 54 or an adult 18 to 49.
Right.
We haven't talked to them as someone who's in market to buy a car. And now that we can do that, we're seeing that middle funnel really improving, which is helping all the way through and driving sales to the bottom. I'm going full nerd here on you at this point.
I'm going to nerd out too. I can't remember who it was. Somebody whose initial was on the name of an ad agency, but somebody famously said, I know half of my advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half. You're getting down, you're drilling down into that half.
We can tell which half works now.
Now you know. I know the Olympics is an enormous period of work for you. I also know it's enormous R&D. And you have, especially I know in the Comcast era, have really used that to be, you know, R&D on audiences, on measurement, on different systems. I can only imagine that Paris is no exception.
Yeah, you are correct. We do use it as an R&D lab because there aren't a lot of things that you can do over a short period of time that can get you scale and do control and the new element and be able to measure it in real time. So we will continue to do that. And I think you'll see a lot of that innovation that will be happening. And we're going to be, you know, one of them is virtual concessions. So this is the first time we've really done commerce as part of the Olympics as well. Oh. So you're actually going to...
I was thinking like people that didn't win gold medals were going to give virtual concessions.
Yeah, no participation medals in the Olympics.
Politics on the brain right now.
No. So what you're going to be able to do is if you're sitting down at 8 p.m. and getting ready for Mike Tirico to take you through the night... with the family and you realize that you do not have popcorn, you don't have soda, you're going to be able to order it in real time, which would be the first time that we've done that. And we're going to do other innovations like multi-view on Peacock as well, to be able to watch multiple sports at once. We're going to do a Olympic gold zone where we're going to rip around to all the different shows, very much like the red zone.
Like a NFL red zone,
exactly.
Yes.
And so the guy that does that, Scott, is actually will be the host on the Olympics as well, who's going to do that. So we're going to try different things. And the part that we're excited about, think about the Olympics as crazy, is it's basically 7 months of programming that happens over 17 days. It's the ultimate way for a consumer to actually be able to aggregate their own viewing experience. Mm-hmm. And Peacock, this will be the first time we'll have everything available on Peacock, because Tokyo, we still didn't have it all done. It will all be there for Paris. And Paris, you know, the nice part about these games is Paris will be part of the story, where we've had, you know, a couple games where that has not been the case.
Right.
And to be able to have the backdrop of Mike Tirico sitting in front of the Eiffel Tower at night, all lit, I think it's going to be something special. So it becomes part of the storyline, which we haven't had in the past couple of games.
I can only imagine the bidding war for the cannabis tie-in for Snoop Dogg being, yes. That's going to be, I know my coworker, Brian Steinberg, wrote a really, really in-depth story about the Olympics plans. We were proud to be out in front of that because we were aware that this being the first sort of back to normal Olympics in a couple years for many reasons, that a lot of excitement and the Paris of it all adds a layer of fun.
It will. And I think in addition to Snoop, you will have a big celebrity component to these games. And the story was great, by the way, and the illustrations and everything. I thought it was an unbelievable story. So a credit to Brian and you guys for putting that together.
But it's the Olympics also, you know, for us is an interesting experiment to see, you know, can you bring people to the screen for these kind, you know, for one of the most challenged behaviors right now is that bringing a mass audience to even live sports programming we're seeing that obviously the NFL is the top of the heap. There's a lot of pressure on you to deliver that big number that I was just talking about. Will there be ways of talking? You're going to have to talk about these Olympics a little differently if you have so many concurrent live streams.
The big events people are showing up for, like the Macy's Day Parade, we've had on forever. Last year was the biggest rated on that. Super Bowl, the highest rated. You had the Grammys, the college football playoff, all had within the past 5 years their record ratings. So the big events do bring everything together. And this, the you know, Olympics are the granddaddy of them all with, you know, about 200 million people. But these games will tell the story a little bit differently because the time zone will be different. So in prime time, we're going to get to do a lot of the things. I'll go back, you know, in Tokyo and Beijing, we had all these live sports on because the clock essentially is flipped. So we had all live sports on. So we heard from our fans. They're like, I miss the stories of the athletes. And so I think you see it with, you know, Full Swing on Netflix and, you know, F1, mm-hmm. all of these things that people love, the behind the scenes stories. So I think these time zone will allow us to do live all the way during the day. And at nighttime, you're going to get to see more of the behind the scenes stories. So it will be a different way, to your point, of how we're going to tell it. And then at prime time, it'll be an aggregated show of the best of. The part that makes me excited about the Olympics is when you go back and you look at the avid viewers for the Olympics, 76% of them actually watched in Tokyo. When you ask them their intent for the avid for Paris, that goes up to 98%. If you look at the casual viewer, only 50% of them watch Tokyo. When you look at Paris, that number goes up to 76%. So there's a different feel and aura about the Olympics. And I think we will get reminded of how big and how special the Olympics are. And there's nothing like the Olympics for women's sports. And this women's Olympic team for Team USA is going to be the most dominant we've ever had. So I think it's going to be a very exciting moment for women's sports that we'll see this summer as well.
The timing and the convergence of all of that, for sure. And of course, you know, from where you sit, though, of course, we all know that the key to you know, getting closer to parity for men and women is so much of it is in advertising, sponsorship, media rights. Where do you see, that organic interest growing?
What we're trying to do our part is, you know, and I give a ton of credit to our partners and sponsors, but the Women's World Cup, we went to the marketplace and said, the Women's World Cup deserves the same CPMs as the Men's World Cup. And needless to say, that had not been the case in the past. And this was on Telemundo. And a credit to, we got very close to parity of where our CPMs were on women's and men's. And that doesn't happen without the sponsors stepping up and doing the right thing for the right reasons as well. So we're proud of that. So I think you have this moment of the athletes, the marketing community coming together, mm-hmm. and fandom all coming together for women's sports. So we're very excited about it. It's been something that, you know, has been passionate for us for a long time. And, you know, like the women's amateur open at Augusta was something, an event that, you know, was the first of its kind. That was a big moment for women's sports.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about golf?
For golf, yes, specifically at golf, sorry. And these are the moments that we have to shine the right light on. And there's nothing that does that like the Olympics. So we're very excited.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. I'm definitely getting excited. And yeah, the basketball, I mean, very much for both the women and the men are going to be interesting too. But in both cases should be, you know, without getting too, don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole, but heavy sigh, hoping that this country can have a moment of finding people to root for. I think we could really, really all use that.
Yeah. Well, that's, we talk about the Olympics are not red or blue, they're red, white, and blue. And I think sitting between the two conventions, I think it will be this oasis of positivity that hopefully brings us back together. And it's going to take more than the Olympics to do that, but there are very few events where we are 100% all on the same team, and we all are on for those 17 plus days.
Oh, from your lips. Well, speaking of oases of positivity, let's talk about, I'm curious, no conversation about television advertising would be complete without a conversation specifically about the upfront process itself.
Hold on tight, folks. We'll be right back after this pause for monetization.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
And we're back with more from NBC Universal Ad Sales Chief Mark Marshall.
What do you think? It's for years everybody has said we're going to go to round the clock 24/7 auctions. The upfront process was built for a different era. I'm kind of thinking that I'm going to be 80, and if I'm so lucky to be still working for Variety. No, I'm kind of thinking that the upfront is still something that is that people find useful from, you know, just from what you can tell from all the piggyback programming that comes along But yeah. with that gigantic setup, what do you think?
No, it's very interesting. The upfront's origins, as you probably know, are because that's when the autos were launched in the fall.
Uh-huh. Dinosaur, bring out that Chevrolet.
Exactly. So that was the theory of why it worked. But there were, three networks back then. The marketplace looks different. And as you're well aware, we have 46 auto launches this year, and they happen around the whole year. But it's interesting. We have, I would say probably half of our advertisers do upfront, do scatter, do programmatic, always on. So you have a bunch, we still, the upfront is still absolutely relevant for the majority of all of our advertisers, but they've added on these other areas to take advantage of opportunities or, the auto industry, for example. You had three tiers. You had the national, you had regional, you had local. Now you look at it, you'll have the advertisers, national will come in, do an upfront. Local is and regional are coming in either on the upfront basis or on a scatter basis. And all of them are participating in programmatically across all three tiers. So thankfully, we're set up in a way that allows advertisers to do anything. So we're advertising agnostic. However they would like to buy us, they're welcome to do it. But I do think it is a very efficient way for ad agencies, which obviously ad agencies are operating at record low margins and have fewer people than they used to do in the past. It's an efficient way to put down a lot of money. It's also a great way to look at the entire year, lay a base down, and then evolve from where that is. So I think this year will be the difference will be this is going to be the first year that the conversations will be not only about reserving content, as upfronts always had been, but it's also going to be about talking about reserving audiences. There's only so many people who are on market for buying a car. We know how many we have, and those probably aren't enough for everyone. So the conversation will be, I want to make sure we're getting the right audiences in addition to the right content. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's going away anytime soon. That was a very long answer to your question.
No, I appreciate it because I mean, the nuance here is important. And I can only imagine the number of data scientists and people that you all have added between NBC Universal and perhaps Comcast. I mean, the number of people that are working on, because what it sounded like when we first started talking is like basically what you've built is your way. You've built a better programmatic mousetrap for NBC to make the most efficient. If you have one of those women that is going to want to buy a car, you're going to serve them up to whoever.
Correct.
Yeah. That's so interesting. Yeah. And the level of sort of proprietary systems that have come into this marketplace that was spots and dots for so many years is interesting. Do you find, is that a hurdle in terms of people having their own metrics, their own sort of measurement? Nielsen yes. isn't the, whether right or wrong, it was sort of the leveler. Does that remain a hurdle or are people becoming more open to, here is data that we have crunched. You got to trust us, but this is real.
Yeah. Where we're trying to sit in the marketplace is we are not a walled garden. And I think as more players come into the AVOD space, especially. Yeah,
there's a few, like a every few hour.
There's a few of them that have been announced. That's just another walled garden. So what we have developed is, tech world, it would be called open source. It's their data coming in. And we show where every unit runs. There is no black box. There is no walled garden. Because our intention is to say, here is the log file of where everything ran. Put it back into your first party data. Make it smarter on your end. Bring it back and we'll continue to evolve. Whereas some of the platforms, you don't have that. You just get self-reported that they delivered everyone. They said they delivered. And
trust but verify is Ronald Reagan famous.
I'm going to steal that from Ronald. That's why that's the position we're unique in that every unit is viewable to every advertiser of where they ran.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. You mentioned, or actually in your, in your early history with NBC, you oversaw some regional offices, Chicago, Atlanta, mm-hmm. LA, little town out there on the West Coast. What did that teach you? Did working in those local markets, I mean, big local markets, but nonetheless sort of local and regional markets, did that teach, what did you learn about sort of the big city advertising business from being outside of New York for that period?
Yeah, I loved it. I started in Chicago, then was in LA for about 6 years, and then back to Chicago. And always, for the most part, I was always covering everything other than New York, outside of it. And I think what I learned was there is, while someone in New York may have the same title as someone in a national office, it's a different job. And the national office is you're going out, and every day what you're trying to do is create demand. You're trying to get relationships with the clients, the planning agencies, some of the buying agencies, obviously not as many. But your job is to service them in a different way than New York, which had historically been much more transactional. So I think probably what that taught me more than anything was being able to be hyper-focused on that client's needs. Because when you're talking to a client, when you're talking to a planning agency, you're not talking about CPMs. You're talking about, you have four product launches coming out.
Right.
One's targeting this person, one's targeting that. Here are the opportunities that we have. Does this make sense? So I think it's probably that hyper-focus on that. And hopefully storytelling got better over the years as a result of that, of making sure you're focused on the client's needs. And so over the past year since I've been in this role, what I've tried to do is take a little bit of what you're leading me to, which is that idea of making sure we, you know, NBC, we don't have to solve all the industry's problems. We have to solve our clients' problems. And it's helped us get more narrowly focused on what our clients need. And what do we need to build to help them deliver that?
Mm-hmm. As there are more, I would imagine that your client base is growing, especially as there are more options. You could do something on peak, like you know, we've seen a lot of these digital native brands come into old-fashioned television advertising. Are you seeing that, the Blue Aprons and the dog food companies and those kinds of things? That was a big story in the last couple of years. Do you think is that still robust?
It's true. We've added 40% more clients in the past year.
Wow. And would you credit that to different options?
Yep, it is. Different options and programmatic. And Sunday Night Football is a great example. Sunday Night Football, which has been the number one show on television for, you know, 12 plus years. Now, that is a unit rate that very few advertisers can pay mm-hmm. on the linear side. Mm-hmm. By making that programmatic, all of a sudden you had smaller, you know, national advertisers as well as local advertisers through programmatic be able to actually see their brand in Sunday Night Football. And the response we've gotten from the marketplace has been unbelievable with that. So we've seen more and more of that. And so for the first time ever, the Olympics will be programmatically enabled as well, where we're going to be able to bring new advertisers to have that power of the Olympics and have their brand get that rub as well.
Mm-hmm. When you're talking about traditional NBC, the broadcast network, mm-hmm. the mothership, does the affiliate component? I know you have your O&Os, but mm-hmm. your affiliates, does that offer you insights? Is there a value to having that local, the classic local national network partnership?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Is still being in communities does make a difference. I think not just from a sales perspective, but from a programming, especially on the news side, people still are tuning into their local news because they want to feel connected to that marketplace. So it's still very important to us. And I think we also saw it in a national level with having the Big Ten football this year for the first time on Saturday nights. All of a sudden, you look at these spikes that happen, you know, in Minneapolis because you have this game, or Madison. So it does make a difference. And it's still a big part of what we're doing. And a lot of those affiliates and local stations as well, you know, did local programming and tied into that, which made a difference.
Let me ask you, Mark, what was it that got you into advertising in the first place? What was the spark that led you into this career?
So my grandfather was on the agency side. So he was at Ruth Roffin Ryan in Chicago.
And a madman.
Yes, exactly. And then Dancer Fitzgerald and Sample. And then when Saatchi came in is when he retired. By the way, when Mad Men was out, I was like, I don't remember hearing any of these stories, Grandpa, about the Mad Men era. He was like, I think I worked at a different agency. So, but it was, I never really had another doubt of where I wanted to go. I was always going to go into advertising. I didn't know what part. I didn't know if that was going to be creative. I didn't know if that was going to be media. But my favorite part of the job when I got into it was I get to be not an expert by any means, but I get to know a little bit about every single category in so many companies. The favorite part of my job is sitting down with the CMO and hearing about their challenges of what's going on in their business. And as a business nerd and a CNBC junkie, it's the favorite part of what I get to do on a daily basis. And I love to be able to be at this company at this time. I love the team that we've assembled. I feel very humbled and fortunate that I get to sit in this role right now.
Thanks for listening. I hope you'll tune in next week for a conversation with Takashi Nakano, head of content and distribution for Samsung TV Plus. Please leave us a review at Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music. We love to hear from listeners. Please go to the newly redesigned Variety.com and sign up for our free weekly Strictly Business newsletter. And don't forget to tune in next week for another episode of Strictly Business.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.